conference call for newest member of the Winnipeg Jets, Kyle Connor. Once again, the usual protocol, guys, if you can identify yourself prior to asking Kyle a question so he knows who he's talking to, and if we could kind of try to avoid talking over each other so that we can all hear the questions clearly and that we don't interrupt any of Kyle's answers. If you have the ability to put your phone on mute when you aren't asking a question, it would be much appreciated so that we can all hear the answers clearly. So with that, we'll get going. For a conference call for Kyle Connor. Go ahead, guys.
Hi, Kyle. This is Tim Campbell at the Winnipeg Free Press.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Can you talk a little bit about your comfort level as the season went on, when you started building your points total and your good scoring record? More and more eyes were coming on you as the days and weeks ticked by. Can you talk about your comfort level with all that attention?
Yeah, I think... you know, it's a little tough transition going into college hockey. But once I got a couple of games under my belt, I definitely felt a lot more comfortable. And, I think my line mates really helped me with that. JT Hopper and Tyler Mott really helped that transition. And I think once I was more comfortable, I just, I turned to what I did well and used my speed and, just my skills that took over.
Thanks. Kyle, Paul Friesen at the Winnipeg Sun. Can you talk about what factors helped sway your decision to turn pro now?
I think for me personally, I think I'm just ready for this next step. I think turning pro was a whole family decision, and I think I'm ready for this.
But did it help that some teammates had done it as well just recently?
A little bit. I think, seeing their success too, that always helps. And, ultimately it was my decision at the end of the day.
Thank you.
Hi, Kyle. It's Kelly Moore from 680 CJOB in Winnipeg. If you could, maybe rate on a scale of 1 to 10 what your thought process might have been as far as the chance to turn pro when you first started at the University of Michigan. Were you thinking it would be one and done if everything went well, or was that even on the radar at that time?
Coming into the season, I knew, there's definitely a chance that it could be a one and done. You never know how the season will end up, but, as the season progressed, throughout the season I was, focusing on trying to help my team win and getting better, and as the season winded down and it was over, I really sat down with my family and coach, and that's when I ended up making the decision.
How did the chat go with Red Berenson?
It went well. He was understanding, and it's obvious he doesn't like to lose guys, but I think it was a good chat.
Kyle, it's Brian Munz from TSN 1290. Congratulations on the deal. When you look at the NHL game and what you've been able to do in your short career so far, how close do you think it's going to be for an opportunity for you to be a real contributor here for this Jets club moving forward?
That's the goal for next season. I'm a good offseason and try to make the lineup and definitely have an impact on the Jets. Try to help them get back to the playoffs and, see that whiteout at the MTS Center.
How much did you watch the club this year?
I caught a couple games, maybe two or three. It was a little tough having games on the weekend as well.
Kyle, Tim Campbell again at the Free Press. Could you tell us if you had any contact or input on your decision, or just the lay of the land from either Jacob Trouba or Andrew Kopp here?
I talked to Kopp a little bit throughout the season. I don't know Trouba too much.
Okay.
Kopp, he didn't have too much. He told me just, whatever you're comfortable with, and they don't want to pressure anything, but ultimately it came down to, I think, I'm ready for this challenge.
Could you also maybe offer a thought about playing in a Canadian market? If anybody in your family or your advisors, your teammates have been able to give you any advice or insight on what that's going to be like?
Yeah, I've had a little bit of advice about that. Basically, it's, you know, it's, especially in Winnipeg, you know, it's everything there. Their team, and, you know, the fans are very passionate, and they care about the team, and, you know, that's a lot of what I've been hearing.
What kind of impression did the last summer's camp leave on you, the first visit here?
Yeah, it was a good visit in that camp. I really learned what it takes to be a pro and how to practice every single day. It was good to meet the coaching staff and, you know, all the equipment guys and, you know, the whole organization. Also from a fan perspective, you know, it was pretty eye-opening. We were at the rink there. I think it was just packed for, you know, every single practice and, you know, even the games. And, you know, I think that was something pretty cool.
Thanks, Kyle.
Kyle, Kelly Moore from CJOB in Winnipeg again. With respect to the upcoming World Championship Tournament, how much stock will you put into your performance there in terms of whether it's a confidence builder or just a learning tool to get ready for next year? Because that'll probably be a step or two up from what you're used to.
Yeah, definitely. I think it'll be a good learning experience and you know, just a good gauging experience, I guess, for me all around. You know, I'll play against some current NHLers, and, you know, for me going over there, I'm going to, you know, really pay attention to everybody and what the pros do and, you know, try to learn as much as I can, just soak it in.
Will it be the reunion of the Wolverines line?
Sorry?
I say, will it be the reunion of the Wolverines line? Have you been told whether you're going to play with Mont Comfer over there as well?
They haven't told us yet, but, you know, I'm happy for those guys that they made the team as well. And if we get a chance to play together, you know, that would definitely be fun and see what we can do on that kind of stage.
Kyle, John Waldman from the fourth period. Going back to your draft day to now, what do you think has been the biggest evolution in your game?
I'm sorry, the biggest what?
Evolution in your personal game.
I think, you know, a big part of it is just consistency. The college hockey, there's, you know, there's not a whole lot of games, and you got to bring it every single night. And you know, also, I think I really learned the 200-foot game here at the University of Michigan. I think the coaching staff really helped me, and I took a lot of strides in that area.
And in talking about the short season in the NCAA compared to the pros, what are you looking to do over the summer to prepare your body for what is going to be obviously a much longer schedule for you coming up?
Yeah, obviously this summer is going to be huge for me. You know, I'm going to put a lot of time in the weight room and just build my endurance up and overall strength and just try to get more explosive and ready for that next step.
Thanks very much and congratulations.
Kyle, Paul Friesen again at the Sun here in Winnipeg. What height and weight are you at now?
6'1", 180 currently.
Okay. How do you think that's going to play in pro, and how much you think you need to pack on quickly?
I'm looking to go in the season around 185 or, you know, around that area, maybe a couple pounds heavier. You know, I think my game transitions well to the next level. Play with a lot of speed and, you know, skill, and I think I use my vision as well to create space for my teammates out there.
Guys like Dylan Larkin and Jack Eichel, of course, gone ahead of you. Whose game is similar to yours? Can you sort of do some comparing?
Those two, I think, maybe a little more of Larkin. He just plays at such a high pace and, you know, lots of skill to his game as well. And, you know, he's a great player, and if I can learn a lot from him, that'd be good for me.
Can you compare yourself to another high-skill, high-speed guy here in Winnipeg, the Nick Ehlers? Or?
Yeah, I actually played against him at the Junior A Challenge last year in the season. Then I come across him, obviously, in development camp. And he can obviously fly out there, and he's a great player, and I'm looking forward to learning from him and playing with him as well.
Are you that fast right now?
I'm not sure. Might have to do a little race to try to figure that one out.
Okay, thanks.
Is that everything, guys?
What are you most curious about, Kyle, about next season with the NHL?
I'm sorry. I didn't catch that.
What are you most curious about?
I think just getting down there and, you know, having my first training camp and seeing what that's like and, you know, trying to meet all the guys and, the organization. I guess I'm very curious about that aspect of it.
Anyone you can lean on kind of going into your first camp?
I think Andrew Kopp. Know him pretty well. And Truba went to Michigan, so I'm sure I'd get some help from those guys.
Andrew and Nick Patan, another rookie, were both telling me that the biggest challenge they faced in their rookie years was adjusting to lower ice time, lower minutes than they were used to, of course, in college or junior. How do you see that playing out for you?
You got to make the most of all the ice time you can get, whether you're playing top 6 minutes, top nine, or even the fourth line. I think you got to find a way to make an impact in every single game.
Great, thank you.
Kyle, John Waldman from the fourth period one more time. You, of course, made the announcement over Twitter. Have you found that you've been using social media a lot, not just for making landmark announcements, but also for interaction with your fans?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a good tool. It's you use it wisely. You can definitely interact with the fans and just kind of see a different aspect